USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used his final speech in front of the Knesset Sunday to vow a swift return to office, called his replacement too weak, and called out the Biden administration's efforts to revive the nuke deal with Iran. Naftali Bennett became the new prime minister after a 60-59 vote. Actor Ned Beatty has died, Dan Naraki reports.
Actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83.
Wasabi will be adding another trophy to his case. The Pekingese was named Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show on Sunday, beating out reserve winner Bourbon the Whippet. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Let's get a border crisis update with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Border Patrol says their agents encountered more than 180,000 illegal migrants on the southern border in the month of May, the highest level in 20 years. The patrol says that surge is stretching their resources and people thin. El Paso Border Patrol Sector Chief Gloria Chavez says the majority of encounters they're having in her sector are single adults who aren't giving themselves up to agents. She tells Fox News that's one of the things that have been overwhelming her officers.
These are the people that run for Border Patrol agents. They're the ones that are evading arrest, and they're the ones that get into situations, right? Situations that lead to failure to yield, situations where people are actually bringing in narcotics with them to get through. You know that transnational criminal organizations are tied to drug cartels. You know that nothing moves on this border without the authority or the approval of drug cartels. And many of our agents are continuing to get overwhelmed because of that activity along the southwest border, especially in a region like El Paso.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A variant of COVID-19 has become the overachiever in the United States. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus currently accounts for about 10% of the COVID infections in the U.S., something that Dr. Scott Gottlieb says is likely to go up. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that he expects it to become the dominant variant in the country and even possibly cause a spike in cases in the fall.
So this is more contagious. It appears that people who get this virus have higher viral loads, and they have those viral loads for longer periods of time, so they shed more virus. Right now in the United States, it's about 10% of infections. It's doubling every 2 weeks, so it's probably going to become the dominant strain here in the United States. That doesn't mean that we're going to see a sharp uptick in infections, but it does mean that this is going to take over, and I think the risk is really to the fall that this could spike a new epidemic heading into the fall. The vaccines seem to be effective. The mRNA vaccine seems to be highly effective. Two doses of that vaccine against this variant. The viral vector vaccines from J&J and AstraZeneca also appear to be effective, about 60% effective. The mRNA vaccines are about 88% effective. So we have the tools to control this and defeat it. We just need to use those tools.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four teams left chasing Lord Stanley's Cup in the National Hockey League. The New York Islanders win Game 1 of their series with the Tampa Bay Lightning, 2-1. Monday night, the Montreal Canadiens will be in the Mojave Desert to face the Vegas Golden Knights at the Fortress on the Strip. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.